witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
Ben Brock is another time to put me down every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rad Radio. You listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Apes of the State.
Like everybody's trying to start a fight these days while I'm just trying to have a conversation. But I'm not asking permission or begging forgiveness for merely existing in public. We're not defined by their words of hate, but we're sailing past the point of desperation. So we're not asking permission. We're out for vengeance to take back rights that were stolen from us. Singing, whoa, whoa. Again, we've been pushed out of living in the cities that we grew up in. But the need is more than we need them. The system is dependent on complacency, consumption, and unmet needs to keep us to go. We need to work every morning, their pockets full, and the profits soaring. They use the police to do their bidding to keep us divided and keep us from seeing that freedom in the streets starts with unity. Not needing police starts with you and me. So if you fuck up, I'll still be your friend, cause we need all of us to fight all of them. If you fuck up, I'll still be your friend, cause if we hate cops, you can't act like them. Oh, if you fuck up, I'll still be your friend. What's a human without flaws? We used to be outlaws. If we hate cops, you can't act like them. We handle our business without their bullshit. If you fuck up, I'll still be your friend, cause we need all of us.
Yes, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with a song that I just discovered today while I was working at the print shop printing some merch for some friends. That was a band called Apes of the State. It's off a split with Sister Wife Sex Strike. I think it's a split. I could be wrong. The song's They Can't Kill Us All, or maybe the song is Apes of the State and Sister Wife Sex Strike. I'm not sure. I just came across it randomly. I 1,000% agree with everything that the lyrics say, and I couldn't get it out of my head. I listened to it over and over again. I strongly recommend it. Apes of the State, They Can't Kill Us All. Looks like it just released last November, so it's a relatively new track. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Looks like they're out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Whatever PA is. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a good song. Check them out. They've got some other stuff out. Looks like they've been kicking around for a little while. Oh, yeah. Started around 2015 or so. Good to know. I'm going to have to dig back through their catalog. But that new single, I thoroughly enjoy. There's a bunch of stuff going on this weekend. I'm going to try to get to some of it. Let's start off. Let's see. Well, right now, if you're not listening to the show, I hope you're down at the Heatley watching B.A. Johnson. He's doing two nights there. With one with my dear friend Mervis Blue,
and the other with Mr. Awesome, if I'm not mistaken. I think Mr. Awesome is tonight. I think Mervis Blue was last night, or maybe it's vice versa. I can't remember. But go check out B.A. Johnston. He's a lot of fun. But that show's happening right now, so I'm not going to play a bunch of it. There's a show happening tomorrow at Lanaloo's. So let's click into some of that. You can see The Furniture, which is Lana's band, owner of Lanaloo's. She's playing, her band The Furniture is playing, along with Beautiful Freaks out of Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, and Dead Bars, also out of Seattle. I haven't heard those two bands, but I did dig up a couple tracks. We'll see what they are. But right now, let's dig into a little bit of The Furniture. You guys ready? Let's go. If I can find the right button. Rad Radio.
you know the tune? Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again. I rode it on a greyhound. I'll be walking out if I go. I was just passing through. Must be 7 months or more. I ran out of time and money. Looks like they took my friend.
Taste of what you can get if you go down to Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery tomorrow night, Friday, February the 23rd. That last band was Dead Bars, all the way from Seattle. The track was Lodi. Before they have a beautiful Freaks with Cynic, and we kicked the set off with Lanaloo's very own The Furniture, featuring Lana, I believe on drums if I'm not mistaken, with their song Thief off their album It's People. That's what's going on your Friday. Of course, if you are down in Vancouver, I suggest you go there. If you are out in my neck of the woods, the Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows area, come out to the Hollywood 3 Cinemas, for I am doing my monthly horror show. This month, I am screening Coraline, the Henry Selick classic, 15-year anniversary from the mind of Neil Gaiman and the creation of Lakai Animation Studios, stop-motion animation perfection. It's creepy, it's funny, it's family friendly, it's wild, it is a labor of love. Come check it out. Horror show at the Hollywood 3 Cinemas in Pitt Meadows. Doors are at 9:30, films at 10. It's only 10 bucks to get in. Come hang out and watch movies with me. It'll be a good time. That's not the only thing going on this weekend, though. No. Tomorrow night, down at Red Gate Art Society, quickly becoming one of my favorite damn venues in the whole damn city. It's all ages. It's the perfect size space. It's got a good stage. It's just excellent. I like what's going on there. And they keep booking banger after banger after banger show. Starting with Saturday night, February the 24th, there is a stacked lineup. Our good friends from Outhouse Productions are bringing our friends Die Job, The Fomites, The Disorderlies, who I believe are also out of Seattle. Man, a lot of Seattle bands coming up this weekend. And Mean Bikini. It's going to be wild. Let's dig into a little bit right now. This is my very good friends, who I'm going to be hanging out with a lot next month and going on tour, but we'll talk about that later. This, Boils and Ghouls, this is Die Job.
Just a pain in the ass. Stuck on the highway, living up my purse. Don't you think that you?
Radio. This is me, McKinney.
Vancouver has a problem. They have badges and they have guns.